Live. My name is Ola, and today we just screened the movie Bad Boys 4. Now I'm going to call my panelists to the stage and introduce them one by one. If you could just please cheer for them and just welcome them, that would be really, really cool. The first person is Jamel Smith. Jamel Smith, with over 6 years in the industry, he's a freelance journalist and currently a producer at ITV News. And then my next is Karen. Karen is a freelance editor. She is currently an owner of a PR and digital marketing agency in London. So, come on. Yeah, amazing. So thank you all for coming. Thank you guys for being here. How are you guys doing?
I'm cool.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Cool. So what do you guys think of the movie? Let's just start from there.
I thought it was decent. It's a decent action movie. It wasn't nothing spectacular, but it wasn't bad either. But it was just middle of the road, you know. It was fast. I think they were efficient with, you know, the scenes and the story to make it a quick movie because it wasn't as long as I was expecting. But it was decent. Yeah.
Karin, what do you think?
I liked it. It was fast-paced. It's definitely action-packed, so we didn't have time to be bored. Although I think the stunt and some of the things were a bit, to me, not credible. But humor was there, so I think the funny bits and the action bit made up for the rest.
Yeah, I think it was a great movie. I think it's probably one of the best movies I've seen this year. I enjoyed everything. The cinematography, the acting, the comedy, the action. It was just completely overwhelming. Like, I was just happy to watch this.
I enjoyed the cameo for no reason. Yeah. There was a lot.
Lots of cameos.
Yeah, like, I think the story, the whole movie takes itself on seriously. So that's why it's so enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some more, like, parts of the story developed. But, you know, it's an unserious film. So we're not expecting too much in terms of story, I guess. You know, it's this action, and they added, like, I like the gore elements into it as well, because it's kind of just added a little black shock effect to it. But, yeah.
And I like how they tied all the past movies together with this one, because it goes all the way back to the beginning, and it just tied it up nicely. And do you guys think there'll be a second, like a fifth one, not second one? This is part four.
Definitely. Yeah? Now that we know that Armando is on the run, there'll be something else. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I expect this to do well in the box office. So, because, you know, Will Smith's got Will Smith's name on it. So, 100%.
Now, talking about the characters, what do you think about, because each character took on a journey, at least the main two, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. What do you think about their journey through the film? Like, I like how Martin Lawrence, for example, I feel like they touched on, like, the real life, real world experiences that they were going through. Martin Lawrence went through some sort of health situation, and then this movie sort of touches on that. And then Will Smith and the whole scandal slapping of Chris Rock, I feel like they touched on that many times. And, what do you think about the characters and, I suppose, life imitating art or art getting that?
Art imitated life. I did think about the parallel and the nuances they did inject in the movie. And I did like the fact that although we understand that their former boss died at the beginning of the movie, they found a way to bring him back by having him, you know, obviously talking through tapes. And that's when you can see that it's tying into the first and the second movie. And the third as well. There was different elements.
Yeah. The characters, I liked certain parts. I really liked how they spoiled with Mike's and his panic attacks and stuff. Though they didn't really explain how he got over it. He just got slapped by Martin.
Exactly.
That was interesting. And his dynamic between him and his estranged son. So, that was interesting to see. But, I would love to see more elements of that, explore his panic attacks and the relationship with his son, but it was just, you know, I did not expect it too much in terms of story from an action-packed film. So, yeah, it kind of reminds me of Fast and Furious kind of films. Yeah. Like, you're not expecting
it. It's like it's going into that sort of universe of just getting even more outrageous as the...
That's what it feels like. It's going to, like, more action-packed scenes. Yes. And I liked the scene with the plane because it was kind of, like, very dramatic. But And
very unlikely.
And every turn, every twist,
I was like, no.
I feel like we need to touch on Reggie's character development. That's Martin Lawrence's son.
Oh, facts.
Like, that is such a big growth from the beginning. And it's nice that it's the same character. And he's like this big, big man now that's killing everybody and just
15 people
protecting, you know. That's really, really interesting seeing that character growth.
And have you noticed it hardly ever speak? I think he had two lines in the whole movie.
Yeah, it was just, it was kind of funny, you know, his army salute that he done afterwards and how much respect he has for his dad, to be honest. So, yeah, that was nice to see. Yeah, it was interesting. And the protect for his mum, and I love, who's the mother, the actress that plays the mother?
Tasha Smith.
Yeah, Tasha Smith. I love her as an actress. But yeah, it was cool to see.
I was expecting more of Tasha Smith because she's a big actress, producer, and I thought she's taking on this role for a reason. She must have a big part.
That's what I'm saying. They could explore more with the story.
So maybe it's in the next one.
But as I said, they made this film quick, snappy, and efficient. So that's it. It caught our attention.
I was trying to remember the dynamic between their boss and Will. And I thought, did they date before? But I think she changed.
I think so. There was mention of like...
There's any lover.
Yeah. There was mention of that.
No, like, lovers, but not... Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was... I don't know. Can we talk about the villains? Do we have a question on the villains? But the villain about the ex-lover's husband, who was a politician, it was he was just basically treated as a joke. And I did enjoy that. The way he died from a crocodile and everything was pretty fun. So to see. That was cool as well. I did like that.
And I thought the villain was quite scary. I thought it was Eric Dane played a very good villain, like very believable, very scary and menacing. And I liked his role. I don't think I've ever seen him as a villain in anything. Euphoria, he's not really a villain. He's just a weirdly complicated guy.
Euphoria, I think he's a kind of a villain.
He is.
He's a villain. Yeah, much so. He's just a good villain. Like, I always see him as like he's got that villain look to him.
It's the hair.
He would kill Will's wife.
You thought he would?
Because he was such a good villain. Mm. I thought if he knows he's going to die, he may take her out or something. I really did not know how the very last scene would play out. Because, you know, because of the dream.
Yeah.
And he kept having nightmare and then looking at his wife. And obviously Martin told him, you have to be prepared. You're going to have to make a choice. I thought, oh, please don't, you know.
Yeah.
But then no.
He did make a choice.
He shot his friend.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Do you guys have any observations you'd like to point out? Very soon I'll go into the get you guys.
I just think like they've done a lot of good stuff with the scenes, and like they've done like a first person camera perspective when he was like doing a bit of the shooting scenes, which is cool to see that they're playing with it. It just reminds me so much of Fast and Furious now. And I feel like this is going to be like probably like 9 Bad Boys films of it now. It's going to come along series. So, expect to see more.
I agree with you. And actually, now you're mentioning Fast and the Furious, I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
But the filming, you know, like the POVs, it looked like, Call of Duty. Yeah. You know, like those video games. And I was thinking on a tech point of view, because I was thinking about that. Whether it was not AI effects using their likeness, because the way the camera was run, I was thinking there's no such camera that can take all those angles.
Yeah, I was thinking the same too. You mentioned it.
Yeah.
The way the camera was moving, like it had to have been programmed in a way.
Yes.
Particularly that end scene where they were in that mashed up building and the camera was just moving all over the place.
At such a speed, I was like, no.
There's no way.
I really liked it. Like, they was really playing with it and being creative with it. So, Yeah, I think they should keep doing that. I'd like to see it for more action, you know.
We'll be back next year and the year after.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like the next one will be like next gen.
Yeah, because the next is going to have a child with his wife, you know, his newlywed.
And it'll be like Reggie and Armando. And
the woman is pregnant, she would have given birth. Continue.
Keep going. Yeah, a story that can happen with
so
it.
So much more to tell. Let's ask, do you guys have any things you'd like to add? Yeah, do you have any? Nothing about the movie, no observations, nothing? All right, hold on.
I'm going to mention something you guys touched on in terms of the character development, right? So I thought that was a bit lacking. Okay. I thought it was a bit lacking, like you said. It's very, very... know what the word is, but it's just that it's not, there's no depth at all, right?
Shallow.
Very, very shallow, right? So even the family life, like I think in the other part, especially part one, we got to know the wife, right? This part we didn't see any of the family, so that part was really a bit disappointing. So I don't even know if that's a question, just a comment, right? So I enjoyed the movie, but I would have preferred to have seen that part of that, you know, developed. A bit of the characters. We have no idea about Will Smith's wife. I mean, what's in McLaren's wife? We know nothing about her whatsoever.
Why is she in that role? Exactly. And they made such a big deal that she got that role too. Like, it was in the news, Tasha Smith. And what happened? Nothing.
We didn't know how they met.
It'll be in Bad Boy 6. That's what it is.
There's a setup for like future.
It's really shallow. Like, even with the villain, like the context of why he was doing it, he was integrated. And it was, I don't know, he had hate for the cartels, he was going after the son, but it wasn't particular explained why he was actually going after the son, because there's many cartel black people he could go after. So like, why specifically his son?
All the people that can identify.
There's a lot of things about the story, but you know, it's just fun. Like, you just enjoy it, you know, for your little time, for the 60 minutes, whatever.
And also, you know when he went in the strip club, and he said, no, she's a good friend. Why? Well, I guess she did say for $5 million. She didn't care. It was unnecessary. But yeah,
yeah,
could have done without that.
Yeah, we would have.
Now you're thinking about it. It's so throwaway.
To show that Tiffany Haddish was in the film? But I was like, what was the point?
See, it's a cameo. This is Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
that's what it reminds me of.
Did you see Joyner Lucas?
Lucas was in there.
Joyner Lucas, the thing, the one with the gold teeth.
One of the.
I thought, you get one rapper, who's going to be next? And then DJ Khaled. I was like, all right, well, now we're doing artists.
I can't remember if he was in the film before this.
No.
He wasn't.
I don't remember. No, put the bounty out for $5 million, he said, just let all the gangs have him. So these were different alleged gangs.
He said that he shot... DJ Khaled before Will Smith's character said he shot him before. So I thought it was in the previous movie, but I don't remember.
You asked me the same. Yeah, I don't remember.
He was.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I don't know if he died or nothing. His body just went missing after he got crushed. I don't know what happened to his body or anything, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just thought it was a nice, easy watch, you know. Yeah.
And funny.
Yeah, and funny. And they did bring like little jokes, like little race elements into it. Like when he said the alligator was racist. It was cute. It was just like...
Because he was white.
Yeah.
The, you know the Hilly Billies and you see the Confederate flag?
Yeah.
And he's wearing a jumper that says white boys. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Enjoyed that. So yeah, it was light touch, but I think it done the job, you know.
It was nice. How long was the movie?
Like an hour, 45, 50 minutes.
And we really went fast.
It went real fast.
It didn't feel like 2 hours. So imagine if they had developed those characters. It would have been too long.
I don't think so.
It wouldn't be action anymore. There was, if it started going into the other things and then...
But we need... That's always
it would have been too long because I wanted to see them explore more.
Yeah, they could have explored more, but they would have had to cut some of the silly stuff that they put.
Yeah, and that was fine with me.
That's what I mean. They would have had to make a compromise.
Alligator scenes where it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
This is too overly dramatic for
me. And I thought the alligator was dead, you know, when he stabbed him. And then he still came and ate somebody else. So
And also the trope of the superhuman black man. Armando was just never, he just had all the abilities. This is a man that was a drug dealer.
And I was like, oh, and he could fly a plane.
And then became a...
And how convenient there was a boat on the last scene. So he can, I was like, oh, of course. And he can dive. You can scuba dive as well. So Armando is amazing. Yeah. Did we know that the two cops, the girl and the guy, were dating?
No, we did. Oh, I don't think so. Did we know before this movie?
They mentioned it when they was on the run and they went to the house. You saw she came down. It was like, oh,
yeah, but in the previous one.
Oh, no, previous one. No.
That's why it was a shock to us as well.
Yeah.
At least they're giving them something because usually it's just Martin and Will. Yeah. So with the introduction of this younger characters, we're seeing more stories. So definitely we'll be more explored even more in future movies. Any favorite scene? Any favorite moments? Anyone that sticks out?
Scene. I like the plane scene. The plane scene was cool, except for the ending because it was a bit, fake, Yeah. The plane scene was cool. Yeah,
that stands out for me too.
Plane scene, but also
helicopter scene. What? It was a helicopter.
Yeah, it's true. I was gonna say is when Martin, has a heart attack and he looks like he's diving in water and then all the symbolic.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I like the way they did that, but then as I said, it went very silly afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Yeah. I think for me it was definitely the plane, the jet stuff.
Yeah.
That was just crazy the way it that's the one thing I take away from this movie is just the cinematography is just very, very well done. And I don't think they would say a lot about who directed this because all credit needs to go to the director. Like
for
they
sure.
did the thing. They really, really did well. Yeah. Also, like I feel like in previous Bad Boy movies, music has always played a big thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if music was a really big
no. It was lacking.
Yeah.
It was lacking.
I mean, the first two it was early 2000s. It had the soundtrack with it and everything. So it was it was a great soundtrack as well. I think Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Both of the films had so. I don't know if we're gonna see. Soundtracks have really died out, So like movie soundtracks have really died out if it's not for Disney. So I don't think we're gonna see that anymore. That's started over with. That's like 20 years ago that used to happen. So
Do we all agree that this is Will Smith's redemption movie? Is this his redemption movie? Do we forgive him?
To be honest, I didn't care about the slap anymore.
We did. A lot of people didn't care for the slap, and some people.
Oh, so you think it was blown out of proportion? Like it's just
No, it was not blown out of proportion. It was inappropriate, but I think it's because of who he slapped. Mm. there's people who love Chris Rock, and there are a lot of people who, many people who don't like him.
Yeah.
You see, so that's part of that as well.
I just think it was a
had
slap.
He slapped somebody else, it would have probably been the difference.
I just think it was just a little slap, A celebrities have done a whole lot worse, and we won't go into that now. But
exactly. So and yeah,
it's just a little slap. Chris Rock was fine with it,
I think Hollywood probably puts him on the side, but I think his core fan base have changed.
I've really left it.
Yeah,
now.
I don't think it would ever get cancelled for that, to be honest. I think it would.
I don't even know who's talking about the slap now.
Yeah,
no one is. I think this movie is what reminded me to.
Like, serious.
I
didn't even think about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think I remember when I see Chris Rock.
Any questions, any observations, anything else? Would you like to say anything? Okay.
Hello. I think I should let inject. I enjoyed the lines of comedy introduced by that Lawrence. Despite the house we and I would just say something. I would say, well, what's he talking about? I think I enjoyed that part more. Thank you. Yeah.
Just the fact
just
that he's
action packed. Yeah.
But all this, like, ethereal life beings. Yeah. Will Smith is just
Martin,
like, what is
it? I love Martin's comedy. Like, every time I see Martin Lawrence, I just remember his sitcom show that he used to have.
Oh,
yeah. It just reminds me straight of that. So, yeah, he just follows along with his comedy and his comedy style that he's had for years on years,
Yeah.
Would you have changed anything apart from what we've said about possibly
the non-credibilities of the stunts? Yeah. No, I think we, like we said,
more character development as far as the family dynamic. And specifically, like you said, Martin's wife.
Yeah.
But that's not the route. They wanted an easy, action-packed, funny movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would have liked to see more kind of development, of course, and more in, you know, context on like, the villain and even the other, the context of like why the politician was doing it. He said something about 9/11 and I just like, what the hell are you talking about? I was so confused. I was like, okay, whatever. But yeah, probably would have liked to see that. I kind of don't want this film to go the Fast and Furious route because it's, you know, it becomes like, worthless, like it's kind of like a useless film, kind of, you know. You
just at least they're cops and they're fighting crime.
Yeah, Fast so and Furious, there's going to be an audience for them.
At least Fast guess, and the Furious, they were just like car racers and
yeah, it's true.
No, they're spies.
I just don't want it to go to Fast and Furious kind of like popcorn kind of movie, you know.
You really have a problem with Fast and Furious.
Yeah, you know, it's just I just find this movie is kind of like very shallow, like shallow of the shallowest of action films. So hopefully it doesn't go that route and they can kind of add some more drama to it outside of the action scenes. But
if it could create like an alternative, some sort of additional things.
You make a TV show of this, you know, you never know, to be honest.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Bad Boys work as a TV show.
Yeah, when they on their day to day, on their day to day.
Yeah, Reggie deserves a spin off. I feel Reggie was such a good character. Let me think. Do you guys have anything to ask or add or anything that's in your head?
I think I went through my notes, to be honest. I'm trying to do some notes of this. Yeah, I think I went through all of it. Yeah.
And you know what I was thinking when Reggie was whooping behind in that room? I thought, is that why he was playing? No, he's always on the video game. Yeah. I was like, you see those hours playing Call of Duty came to your hand because it looked like a video game. You know, from the perspective of us watching through the screen of the computer,
yeah,
it really looked like he was in a video game.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, the POV shots and all of that.
Yeah, but humanly it's not possible, but it was still nice to watch.
It was really good. It was really good. More questions, guys?
I'll say personally, one of the things I liked about Bad Boy from the start was the banter between Martin Lawrence and Will, or their characters, right? So in this film as well, I think they built on that. But do you think it was as, you know, back and forth like he always is?
I think he was balanced.
Yeah.
But because Martin has a heart attack from the beginning, the dynamic is different because it's like, are you okay? And so it's not the same. And when he started crossing the streets backwards without looking at the cars, I thought, oh no.
I thought it was balanced as well. I probably would love to see more interaction with them, like comedy wise. But I just, the comedy aspect of the film, it was okay, you know.
You think it was funny? Nice to see. You think it was a funny film?
It was definitely.
I laughed, definitely.
For me, I didn't.
We laughed because sometimes it was not credible.
So the jokes like, and with stuff, them, they were okay. They were okay, but I wouldn't say like it was. I was laughing out loud to the film. Yeah.
Oh, I did laugh.
I enjoyed the banter.
I snickered a little bit.
It's cool.
I think a way that it can stop kind of being Fast and the Furious, maybe it can move into more like James Bondy kind of world. If maybe they have more devices or tools or stuff that they can use, maybe they could explore that. I don't know. What do you think? How do you think they can come away?
I think so, because they really went into the tech aspect.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that, but also because I like tech. But I just thought they could have gone more the James Bond route.
Yeah.
But then if you do that, you're not going to have the development of the characters, the wives and things like that.
That's true.
So it's just going to be action, and and if anything, we may not even see the wives.
I think that's an interesting angle to put, like to put Bad Boys, because they can really like focus more on the villain and create an actual like proper context and the reason why he's doing the horrendous things that they are doing. So. Yeah, I think that would be interesting and can have like a more of a focus on the villain itself.
But that's not the concept of Bad Boy.
I know, it's really true. It's
family friendly
action, but still family.
True.
Because
true.
They even say, we are family. We are for life.
I just feel like it needs a little shake up.
I know. It you know, when I saw the bracelet, you know, BFF, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I can't get it cheesier.
Like, with a series as long as this, I think... some things, you know, you need to change things up, you know, start kind of again and like revitalize the series. I think they kind of did with the last movie, but I think it needs to again. Probably soon.
I bet like, they're thinking if it's not broken, movie, let's not fix it.
True.
I think one thing, just going off of what you just said, the motivations of the villain. What was the motivation of this villain?
We still don't know.
As I said, the reason. Like, he got tortured by the cartel, uh-huh. and... as I said, he hated the son because he was part of the cartel for some reason. There's many other big cartel leaders, I guess, he could have went for. Decided to go after the son for some reason. But it's not fully explained why. But I guess he's just fully enraged.
And then the framing, why framing the chief was dead when clearly the transfer was made way after his death. I was thinking, who's gonna benefit the money? Are you trying to say that the wife was in it? Like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
If the money had been transferred before he died,
there was a whole idea or whole kind of reason why they were doing what they were doing and like killing the police officers. But it was something about they said something about 9/11 and drugs and yeah. the cartel was helping these people kind of keep drugs off.
The cartel was giving them information of terrorists. And informing the government about
how does 9/11
so the cartel.
He's saying that since 9/11 there hasn't been any attack. Yeah, but yeah. Even
but
without
how does the cartel link with
exactly
they just have links with terrorists.
They just have links with okay people from
probably
the, okay.
Yeah, probably
okay, they have links with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it's wild.
The plot did not work. Like I said, the money being transferred after the guy died. Clearly, that's something that you could have.
Yeah. I think it's because that police officer, the captain, he could obviously they found out that he was he had evidence on them.
Oh,
so
no.
Maybe they were trying to discredit him in that way, but before like get in front of it.
But unless
it makes sense that it went into his account after he was dead. That's
what I was trying to say is the date of the transfer. Unless it can backdate it, it did not make sense. He's already dead.
Yeah, exactly.
How is he going to enjoy money that is transferred after that? So from that point on, I was like, no.
Yeah. The
plot didn't work.
He was after the son is because he found out that the son could ID him.
Oh, yeah. That I knew.
Yeah, I don't know.
But killing the guy and then transferring money,
it
didn't make sense. Unless they had the intelligence to make it look like he had the money from before. But again, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a hole. Then season 5 is supposed to be light.
That's what I said. Yeah, it's nice, snappy, funny.
Yeah. Don't overthink
the story. You know, I don't think this is a film for it. But
that's what I said.
I feel like they could explore it a little bit more and make it less shallow. But that's kind of my just opinion. But
yeah.
I think this is a good time to vote. So we all got paddles here to sort of green for, let's say green of us. 90%? No, 5 stars. Let's say 5 stars for green.
5 stars for green. Okay. Okay. Okay.
If you just like it, green. If you didn't like it, red. Yeah. That's just easier.
Yeah.
So I like it. I'll torture you again. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Well, it's all around the green.
It's all around the green then. Yeah. Everyone go watch Bad Boys 4 in cinema. Thank you very much for coming through. Thank you very much, Jamel Smith. Thank you very much, Karine. Would you like to share your social media handles or where we can find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter, Jamel, J-A-M-E-L, _GS. My Instagram is _J-A-A-M, jam. Yeah, I think I've done
double
that
M.
Right. Is it double M or one M? It's double M. This is why you keep the same social media handles safe, but nonetheless.
Oh, for me, I'm just going to give my main platform, which is Instagram. It's at K-Flawless Official, so K-A-Y, then Flawless, F-L-A. WLESS Official. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you both very much for coming. And thank you all very much for coming and listening. This is the Real Happy Hour podcast. My name is Ola. Please subscribe, like, and see you all very soon.
Thank you.